Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
248-539-9797. When I was driving home after the Lions tailgate show with Jim Costa, I heard this amazing story that one T.J. Lang was served an unbelievable portion of prime rib, and he was unable to finish it.
I heard the same thing. I'm so distracted that I can't even turn my mic on. And to know that you got served this gem, this wonderful steak.
I was bamboozled.
And you could not, bamboozled or not, sometimes, hey, sun shines down on you. Luck shines on you, and you get a bigger steak than you thought you ordered. I mean, when it sits down in front of you, it's like
you didn't see it. I don't think Joey Chestnut could eat this thing.
Well, Joey Chestnut's
the
about
told
speed.
Me it was like 24 ounce. Yeah, and I was like, oh, perfect. You know, that's still big, but right. You know, I'm hungry. I swear to God, this thing was 50 ounces. Like, it wasn't even close. It looked like a catcher's mitt, but it was huge. And I literally ate, like, I felt like I ate 2 pounds of it, and I looked down at the steak, and it wasn't even half gone.
Wow.
I'm like, was it
good at least?
I was a little embarrassed. It was good. It was really good. But I was, I was obviously
what type of sides did you have with it?
We had, we had baked potato, I think. We had some creamed spinach, maybe.
Mm. Oh,
well, man, you're on.
But the appetizer. See, I'm an appetizer guy myself.
Yeah.
I like to order shrimp cocktail, like four or five appetizers, snack, and everything. But then by the time
too.
The entree is there,
right,
you're kind of full.
You're
right. You ordered too much. So I'm an appetizer guy. I really am. I mean, even if it's my wife and I, I'm like,
yes,
we're getting this. She just stares
I
at
too,
me.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yes.
Disgust. And I'm like, yeah. That's,
wait, we're ordering four appetizers and there's only two of us?
Yeah. The waiter's like, you guys still want
really?
Dinner? I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah. I still want dinner. Yeah. There are more people joining you? No, just
nope.
Us. But yeah, I was a little bit ashamed of myself, but I'm.
You got over it.
I'm telling you, this thing, John, we could have split it between the three of us.
Wow.
Like, it was massive. And I was ashamed. I was.
Yeah. Well, we got to see appetizers served for 3.5 quarters and maybe even an entree, whatever you want to call it. And then we got some bad service at the end from the chef. And you were there. I'm sure you've played in this league a long time. What went through your mind when you saw Seibert go on the field?
Blank.
Okay, yeah.
Like, you know, like, oh, no. And right there, like, I got to be honest with you, the first instinct was you've been going for it all game. The reason you got the lead is because you've been aggressive and you've been going for it. Why take your foot off the gas now? You know what I mean? Where's that killer instinct to go just bury a team pick up a first down and end the play or end the game with the ball in your hands? That was the one thing that went through my mind. I know we've been talking about this a lot. Look, I don't want to let the kicker off the hook either.
No.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, like, you missed a 48-yarder. That's a very high percentage shot in the NFL, especially in a dome, controlled environment. 54-yarder, okay, a little bit tougher, right?
Well, especially because he's never made one before. Well,
right, and I get that. But in a controlled environment, it's not like college where you miss it by 20 yards and it's like, well, it was a 50-yard. You know what I mean? Like, NFL, you expect kickers. I don't know. Is it just me? I expect kickers to make that kick.
But
obviously,
here's
if
the
you
thing.
Still go up 6 points, the game's not over. But that drive still looks completely different. Probably, you know what I mean? Now you know Minnesota needs a touchdown instead of playing just to try to keep them out of field goal. Like, it changes. So I don't want to let them off the hook, but I think for me the decision was why now? Because you've been aggressive so every fourth down throughout the whole game. Why do it now?
Or
why,
even punt.
Even punt, or even here's the thing too, that late game situations. Look, and Campbell talked to me after the game, and he said, I asked him about the penalties, all the illegal contacts and defensive holdings, and Minnesota had one or two, I think. And he said, yeah, they're late in the game. Like, you know, they let us play a little bit. Obviously, kind of talking about that missed call on, well, the non-call on the fourth down for Minnesota against Thielen, but, which was, might have been the worst one.
I know.
You know, but,
well, so somebody called in and said, how come he didn't get a penalty for, like, taking off his helmet and screaming at the ref?
But, you know, whatever. That's a good point. But my point is, you know that the referees don't want to take the game over late in the game, right? So if it's fourth and four, and this is something that I remember Aaron Rodgers used to do, was we're running our best pick play. We're running our best double move to try to draw a penalty. And we're just going to go out there and blatantly pick a guy, you know? And if the referee calls offensive pass interference, so be it. We'll back up and we'll punt the ball and we'll play some defense.
Right.
But you know the referees don't want to make that call. So a lot of times late in the game, it's like, dude, give me your best pick play. Just run over the middle, pick a couple guys, try to get a guy open and make a play. And if they call it, so be it, right? You're already on the verge of punting anyways. So what's the worst that could happen? But the fact that
maybe they'd collide like they did earlier.
That was
the game too.
Yeah, it was. But the fact that decision to not be aggressive when you've been doing it the whole game and you've been winning because of those decisions was surprising for me.
Well, and here's the other thing, too. If you make that field goal, like the detriment is that you're only up six and they can score a field goal, extra point, they win the game. But the difference is 20 yards of field position.
Yeah.
Because if you kick the ball, you know, and it's a touchback, or even if they return, it might even be more field position. They get the ball. They're at the 44-yard line after the missed field goal. If you make it, you're up six, and they get the ball somewhere around the 25.
Right. Yeah. And more
and
time
no
off
timeouts.
The clock too,
yeah.
Right?
No timeouts. A little bit more time off the clock. So
let's
just say, okay, they got the ball back with a minute 10. Maybe they get the ball back with a minute 3. Yeah. No timeouts and 20 yards more to go.
Yeah. And look, Coach admitted after the game, you know, he regretted it. And I think the players were surprised. You know, I think they were because the players love going for it on fourth down. I mean, they love when the coach puts confidence in them to say, guys, go get a yard, you know, go our best versus your best. Let's go. Let's see who wins. And the fact is they won most of them. You know, I thought there were a couple of weird ones where it's like, okay, don't push your luck.
Right, after you made the first three and then the went for three, the fourth and didn't get it.
I mean, look, you scored 14 points those two drives. You went for three fourth downs. So that's the only reason why. You know what I mean? The aggressive coaching allowed you to get that lead and allowed you to play that way.
Well,
why not? Why take it away at the end of the game when you have a chance to step on the other team's throat? That's the difference between good teams and average teams.
And then, you know, they were bad on third down, which, you know, set them up for a lot of the fourth down. Horrible on third. And the one in the fourth quarter, it's third and one at their own 27. And I'm thinking, run, run, run. And not only did they throw that pass, it was kind of a deep pass. It was incomplete to Reynolds. I mean, to me, there's your pick play right there. I mean, and there was, like I mentioned, the play where such a Lions curse moment when Raymond and Reynolds collided. That was a first down. Game was over. If they don't collide.
Yeah, it was.
They didn't have the play. You were probably on that sideline. The long pass to Reynolds. That was a touchdown. That was a great throw. He lost the ball
lost
in the
it.
Sun.
Yeah, he lost it. And I think they talked about it on the radio and said, oh, I think it was he overthrew him. And I said, no. Reynolds stopped.
Yeah.
He looked up and he looked right in the sun. And that was the spot where that sun was kind of shining. You don't get a lot of domes where you have to wear sunglasses in. But Minnesota's one of them. And, he completely lost it. But you're right. He was open. Now, the other two decisions that really bothered me, the most was the third and one. The third and one with, 10 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, that's the one I was talking about where they threw that longer pass.
Yep, and you ripped off a 4-yard run. You ripped off, the next play they get a holding. Then DeAndre Swift goes for 6 yards, right? Then Swift again for 3 yards. You're setting yourself up for third and one. I don't understand the decision to get outside of your identity, which is just a black and blue bruiser type of offense. We're going to run the ball down your throat and we're going to step on your neck when we have a chance. I don't understand the decision to air the ball out. Now, I did ask Coach about it after the game, and he said, we thought we were going to get a look, you know, from the defense that allowed us to take a shot, and we thought it was going to be a home run play, maybe a touchdown. But that, to me, didn't really make sense because you lined up in shotgun. Like, there was no threat of the run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. As soon as they lined up in shotgun, everybody's thinking, like, okay, they're probably, like, this team doesn't run a lot on third and inches or fourth and one from
out of the gun.
Right? So that was, like, a dead giveaway that, which, in my mind, it was like, okay, they've got to be going for it, right? If they're going to take a shot on third down, you got to go for it on fourth down. And you take a shot, and then you come out and punt the ball.
Well,
they shake a punt.
Well,
and it was
they were on 27. You knew they weren't going to go for it.
But right there for me, that was the moment for me that was like, here we go. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, here we just gave them such a chance.
Well, and you just mentioned Aaron Rodgers. You know, you get up there in a situation at the end of the game, instead of kicking the field goal, you get up there and you run something where, yeah, you could get called. But you also know that it could be completed. In that situation, with 10 minutes left, you get to the line of scrimmage, and quarterback is under center, and you've got two plays. You do have a pass play that you could run if they give you the look that you are expecting, but you also have a third and one short yardage run play that it's one word, you check to it. Boom, snap, hike, go, and you pick up the first down. Either way, you give yourself a chance. You got to get up there with a couple of plays in the hopper.
Well, how about as an offensive lineman, a huge play was when they went for it on fourth and one at the Minnesota 30, and instead of just going straight ahead, Jamal Williams tried to go right side and do anything.
Yeah, to kind of – look, I don't like there's calls that you have with Jamal, and I think there's calls you have with Swift. Jamal's kind of one of those power backs, just give him the ball downhill and go, right? Yep. He's going to get you a yard unless you got two guys hitting him in the backfield, which he didn't.
Right.
That play call, like, I understood what they were trying to do because before that, Minnesota's linebackers were just screaming straight up the field. They were trying to catch a little cutback outside. Just in my mind, there's also times you have to give your hat out to the defense too.
True.
Right? That was a good play by Minnesota. You normally don't see Jamal get tackled by – it was like a corner or a safety, right? Like, that doesn't happen. But you know what, guys? Like, sometimes the other team makes some really good plays, too.
Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. We'll take your phone calls, talk about some of the injury situations, guys playing through pain, some not. 97.1 The Ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.